You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We were just talking with a absolutely spectacular, superb guest. I'm going to bring you up to date on what he said, but also a lot more in this show. So don't go away when we finish talking about grief recovery. But we were just talking Russell Friedman, who does grief recovery for humans. That is, if a parent, a spouse, etc., dies, how do you get over that? He's the author of the Grief Recovery Handbook and the Grief Recovery Handbook for Pet Loss. And we're finding there's an enormous set of parallels with people who lose a pet, because in fact many people consider a pet their closest and their compromising friend. So this book, and we will have Dr. Friedman on again, but it was, what are the stages of grief? Well, there aren't any. You have to work through it. How do you work through it? Well, that's what's in the book. Why is it so traumatic with pets? Well, because pet owners feel they can't tell someone or go to the same sessions as someone who's lost a sister or brother or wife or mother at the same time, because people will say, well, you've just lost a pet. But in fact, for many people, pet loss is as serious or even more serious than a human loss. So we will talk more about that with Dr. Friedman in the future. I want to set up this half hour. We're going to, at 17 after, talk to Gary Ginsberg. Gary is my favorite segment. It is Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com. He's going to talk about another reason why the breast is best for your baby, that is, breastfeeding is best, and that's a toxin. And we'll let him bring that up, but it's where arsenic is now. Arsenic seems to be all over the place. It's in apple juice. We're going to find out it's in rice. We're going to find out where else it is and why the breast comes into consideration with that. We're also going to talk about, with Gary, with talking about Baltimore's Freddie Gray. He's a victim more of things other than police brutality, and maybe it made him do some of the weird things he did. That is, what is lead toxicity doing? We're also going to talk about the Rio Olympics may be affected by water pollution, what you should do about water pollution as you travel. Is there any way of testing for it? Can you take water on planes? How do you do it? Do you boil it? How do you protect yourself by boiling it? Do you boil it? Do you get it out of, is it safe out of bottles in other countries? And why is Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola doing so much with water, and Nestle too, worldwide? We'll talk up to them about that and whether you need to do that or whether there's some way you can do something about it. And then Dr. G's mailbag is a great mailbag. It is a buyer wants to test for radon. The seller says, if it's high, does that mean this is going to kill the deal? And what do I do about that? And we'll talk about that. If you want to email me, and a number of you have during the show already, it is youdocs@gmail.com. I've got to bring up one, and the reason I'm hoarse is even when I'm rooting on TV, I'm yelling for the team. So Donald of Cleveland asked me whether I was still a Chicago Bulls fan, since I was in Chicago during the 6 championship years that Michael Jordan brought, and the answer is no. I've convinced myself and have been a loyal Cleveland fan for all 10 years that I've lived here, or at least 9 of the 10 years. I think all 9, it was 9 basketball seasons in this 10-year period, and I am a radical Cleveland fan, even my wife going to the majority of games and me going to almost as many games as she goes to. The last time LeBron was here, he went, there were 56 home games, including preseason and playoff. Nancy, my wife, went to 52, Don, and I went to 51, if that tells you how loud we yell. And I do childish things. It's my way, Nancy says, of getting my stress relief. So when the referee makes a call I don't agree with, I tell him to use his other eye, the good eye he has, or use the eye, or put on his glasses or whatever. Anyway, my wife is scared that we're close enough that occasionally the referees point at me. She's scared that I'm going to get thrown out or worse during one of these games. In any case, we'll talk. We aren't going to talk any more about the Cavs since, or the Bulls, but about what they do for a town. I've been really impressed with what they do for a town. We're going to talk about New York City and its efforts to become a national model for addressing mental illness, and also about poisoning at the from energy drinks and why it's increasing. And also, I mean, there's a great column by David Katz, who writes a column, I think it's posted every Friday on Huffington Post, but this week's column, I've got to read you a paragraph. Because it meant so much to me. We learned recently in the New York Times and in the Chicago Tribune, and not for the first time, that our food supply was being willfully manipulated to maximize the calories it takes for us, that is for you, to feel full, which means they're trying to get you fat and to get you chronic disease for their profit. Where is the outrage? Where's the righteous indignation at this? People we know and people we love are being laid low every day by preventable chronic disease and what represents the greatest plague in human history, and it's caused by our own food companies. They're literally trying to get us to spend more for their profits so that we get chronic disease and ruin society. We've got to have outrage. The junk foods are in disguise now. We've known for decades how to prevent 80 to 90% of chronic disease. It's by getting to five normals: normal blood pressure, normal waist for height, normal fasting blood sugar, normal LDL cholesterol, no cotinine or no tobacco products in your urine. If you get those five normals, you have 80 to 90% less chance of getting chronic disease. You reduce your lifetime medical costs. You live longer. You live more vigorously, but your total medical costs go down by more than 50%. That saves society, lets us invest more in research instead of having to spend money on medical costs or rationing or de facto rationing. We can spend more. But what's happening? The food companies are literally trying to kill us by getting us to eat more before we feel satiated. There should be, if you will, righteous indignation, and we should rebel against it. But in any case, that's from David Katz's column. You can read David Katz every week in the Huffington Post. I hope you do. But we also want to go over the story that was out of Pittsburgh on why type 2 diabetes is so hazardous for your brain and what you can do about it, because that is a big study. And let me go into that right now, as I think I can do it in the time remaining before we go on break, and then lead into Gary Ginsberg's What's Toxic segment. This is a story where type 1 diabetics studied have slower reaction time as they get into their 30s and 40s, and they have more spots in their brain indicating inflammation and brain loss. The slow reaction time is the first sign we have, usually, of getting brain dysfunction. And it is caused by too much sugar causing inflammation, too much saturated fat causing inflammation, and the combination of sugar, low and high sugar, low and high blood pressure that diabetics get. We'll be right back with Dr. Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com, on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, my favorite segment, coming right up. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mike from Healthy Talk. When RadioMD listeners call or email me, they often ask what they can do to revitalize their aging body. That's when I tell them about the team of life extension scientists who have compiled years of research to create AMPK Activator, a specialized dual extract formulation that supports AMPK activation for health optimization. What is AMPK? It's a master regulating switch for revitalizing aging cells. The clinically validated combination of gynostenopentaphyllum and rose hips plant extracts promotes mitochondria production and optimizes cell energy production. Found in every cell, AMPK promotes longevity factors that have been shown to extend life in numerous organisms. Increasing AMPK signaling turns off many damaging effects of aging, thus enabling cells to return to their youthful vitality. During the month of May, Life Extension is making you an incredible offer. Don't let the month pass by without visiting lifeextension.com/youth for a 50% discount on AMPK Activator. That's lifeextension.com/youth. Revitalize your aging cells today.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Okay, here's the business opportunity you may have been waiting for. You know about energy shots and how popular these healthy drinks are. Did you know that the energy shots industry is expected to double by next year? Don't you think it's time you get in on the action? Well, you can with Action Energy Licensee Opportunities. This is absolutely not multi-level marketing or network marketing. Nope. Action Energy's business model is similar to other major products like Snapple. This is your own business where you can make 30% to 100% profit on sales in one of the hottest health industries going. Take a look at the different opportunities at actionenergybiz.com. That's actionenergybiz.com. A healthy business with healthy profits for you. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Royzen articles and health tips on Radio MD.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is.
This is
so
great.
Much fun.
Uh-huh.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, obvious.
Hey guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike, and we're my favorite part of the show, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, the man in Connecticut who's responsible for guarding their health, environmentally at least, for the whole state of Connecticut, and he's here to talk to us today. Tell us about why the breast is best, another reason that's an environmental one, and I understand it has something to do with arsenic, something Dr. Oz started.
He would resonate with this story. It makes sense, although I wouldn't have known the research until it just came out, any study came out. and showed that arsenic is not taken up well into breast milk, which is fabulous, you know, and especially for those women who can breastfeed, and we should encourage that. And for infants who are being raised on formula or powdered formula, which has to be reconstituted with water, it's really important to not trust your tap water if you're on a private well and to test it. So this study did not look at whether the child was on public supply or a private well, but just the overall statistics in New Hampshire showed that breastfed babies had 7 times less exposure to arsenic than non-breastfed babies. So in other words, whatever that source of liquid was that was getting into the baby that wasn't the breast milk, and breast milk really does not allow arsenic in. So tap water, if you are going to be using it with baby in reconstituting food or formula, you really want to make sure it's tested, especially if you're on a private well, because some private wells in some parts of the country can be extremely high in arsenic. You wouldn't know it by the taste or the look or the odor of the water. It doesn't impart any of that. But arsenic levels can be over, more than 10 times the EPA standard, and just randomly hot spots around the country. You wouldn't know it unless you tested. And the bad thing is that if you're on your own private well, nobody is testing it but you. There's no big public supplier that you pay money to every month that is testing it for you. If you're on a private well, you might have some arsenic, especially if you've got children or a baby coming along. You want to know what that arsenic level is, and you do want to breastfeed.
Now, that goes well with our next story. That is the next story you're going to talk about. I hope, which is, again, something about water and Rio. So Rio is hosting the 2016 Olympics.
Right.
And how do you, so you can clean up water with one of those charcoal filters. The charcoal takes up arsenic pretty well in the case you mentioned.
Actually, it's not charcoal. You need reverse osmosis or ion exchange to get rid of arsenic. But anyway, in Rio, they don't have an arsenic problem. What they've got beautiful venues for their crew and their sailing competitions. However, in the Summer Games, even though they're scenic, these are in some cases very substandard handling of their municipal sewerage. So when you are handling a million people worth of sewerage every day, it has to be really well treated, and before you're putting it out into water bodies, if you want people to recreate around there, if you want somebody to feel comfortable dipping their toe in. These Olympic athletes are going to be in crew competition, sailing competition, and they're going to be in water bodies that are receiving pretty much raw sewage, where there's major fish kills from time to time, and where the bacterial counts are known to be quite high. So the Olympic Committee is concerned about it. When Rio got the award, they said, yes, we will deal with our septic problems, and they haven't. So now that and it's clear that they're not going to be able to retrofit their systems between now and 2016. So, if you're an Olympic athlete, it's like, well, you put that ore in the water, but don't let it drip on you kind of thing. It is the ick factor, knowing that the bacterial counts are high, that you should be getting hepatitis shots if you're going to be competing. You're not going to be swimming in it. You're not going to be drinking it. But still, there's got to be a psychological component, knowing every time you get wet, you're getting bacteria water, maybe viral contaminated, human waste contaminated water on you. Of course, diluted, but nevertheless, not water you would not want to swim in.
Now, but they must take their municipal water supply out of the same area, right?
Where they get their water supply from, but I would bet it's not these days where they're just dumping open sewage. Or if it is, it's well downstream where it's had more mixing. That term we call recycled water. Much of the U.S., and I hope Brazil, gets their drinking water either from underground stores or from above ground reservoirs, where you would not have that kind of dumping. But, you know, more and more in drought areas, like the drought-stricken western U.S., they are drinking recycled water. They are drinking river water, like from the Colorado River, that is downstream from sewage outfalls. But our sewage outfalls are a lot cleaner than what they've got going on in Brazil. And, you know, we only like to do that recycled water business when we really have to. My suspicion is Rio gets enough fresh water input. They probably don't have to drink their polluted days.
Now, is there any way of testing this? So I've heard that the water on airplanes is not cleared of Giardia, that there are problems with impure water a lot of places. Is there any easy test? Is there any test that you can do that's a colorimic test or something,
you know,
for bacterial contamination?
If you're going to the Olympics, you know, and by the way, I wanted to say about the Beijing Games, they had their air pollution issues, and now Brazil's got their water pollution issues. So every Olympic venue is going to have something that they have to address. But in terms of if you're going overseas, like Mexico or Brazil, I think a good standard thing is buy bottled water. You don't know how well the water is treated, chlorinated, exactly where it's coming from. And the local people may not get sick from it because they grew up with it, but you might, being the newcomer, suddenly, you know, your system may say, ouch, what is that organism that my immune system has never seen before? So,
Gary, can you stay with us for the next 5 or 10 minutes to carry the other couple subjects? Because we have some great subjects again, and a question from Dr. Gary's mailbag. You can send us questions for Dr. Gary in addition to sending them directly to him on whatstoxic.com. You can send them to us at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. We'll talk about what happens when you get radon reading and you're selling a house. What do you do about it? Is the house so contaminated as you can't sell it? Or are there remediations that are easy to do and relatively inexpensive? Gary will have that in the mailbag, as well as another whatstoxic.com.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer and treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer, but find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy, younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can. Colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., which is astounding considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike, and we get an extra long bit of my favorite segment, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not. Gary is, of course, the owner of the whatstoxic.com website, tremendous website, but he gives us some of the key points every week, wonderful points too, and tells you what's toxic and what isn't. So he talked about you need to get your water checked if you're feeding your baby with it, and the breast milk doesn't take in arsenic very well, so they had 7 times lower quantity of arsenic. We also talked about the Rio Olympics and not to swim where the boats are, not to go overboard if your team wins. Don't jump in that water. the other stories that I liked before we get to your mailbag, Gary, is the one on lead toxicity for Baltimore's Freddie Gray. Do you think, yep. And let's talk about it, and then do you think it caused him to do any of the weird things he did?
Certainly could be a contributing factor. You know, lead is very toxic to the brain. We know that it causes children to be delayed learning, hyperactive. It can manifest as that. And Freddie Gray and his family sued their landlord in Baltimore for lead poisoning. He was lead poisoned, so clinically. And, I don't know. I haven't seen how high his blood lead was when he was a child. But that is known to lead to a lifelong pattern of difficulty in school. Surveys have been done of prisoners who have higher lead levels in their bone compared to people on the outside as a general ecological study, but suggesting that people who get into trouble with the law tend to be those people who were lead poisoned as children. So it makes sense that Freddie Gray's aberrant behavior, run-ins with the law, history, rap sheet, whatever you want to call it, had something to do with the fact that he was disadvantaged in a number of ways, including lead poisoning. And lead poisoning is one of those classic environmental justice issues because the housing could be old, maybe in poor repair. I know a lot of cities have done their best to try to identify these, but and we do a lot of childhood lead screening to try to identify these. And, you know, he was a child, you know, getting exposed to lead, you know, 20 years ago. Things are better today. But still, I think it's important for the public to realize that one of the reasons why there's such a crime rate, it could well, in that community, it could well be related to lead poisoning.
So the, and he actually, they actually sued Baltimore, is what you're saying.
They sued the landlord, yeah. I don't know who this landlord was, whether it was a city-owned Section 8 kind of, whether it was Section 8 housing or what exactly it was. But the landlord had to give a settlement. There was a settlement. His family won a settlement because of his lead poisoning. So that's well documented. And then partially as a result, I'm not sure what percentage, but he ends up in a lot of heap of trouble with the police. And then this is no justification for what happened to him behind bars and what the police did. But, you know, he was a victim not only of the police brutality, but also of his surroundings. And, you know, it's a warning for all of us to be aware of lead in a child's environment. And even if you're not poor and disadvantaged, you might be remodeling a part of your house, getting ready for a baby. You might be pregnant and it could be old paint on the walls. And, somebody sanding, improperly sanding the old lead paint off, and a woman could get too much, let's put it that way, too much lead into her body to be safe for the brain development of that child. So there's various ways. If you're thinking about having a child or you have little ones around, make sure you know, especially if you're living in a house built before 1978, make sure you know how to avoid lead exposure in you and in your children.
And the best of all, I'm trying to sell a home. The buyer wants to check the radon level. Will it be, if it's high, will that cause me to lose the sale?
Right. Well, actually, this particular emailer said that his neighbor's radon level is high, and he's really worried. He didn't want to go through the radar test to damage the buyer, wanted to do the test. So the bottom line with this is that it is fixable. If it does turn out to be high, you know, there's for several, $2,000-$3,000, not a huge expense. There is a mitigation system which sweeps the radon away from your house before it has a chance to come in. But my point is that don't wait to sell your house to test your radon. You know, it's a classic story that, oh, dad died, and then, like, we're selling a house for him, and he got lung cancer, but he was never a smoker, didn't work in a restaurant, and now the people who are buying the house want to test for radon, and it's really high. No wonder dad got lung cancer living in that house. You know, you don't want to fix it for the next people. You want to fix it for yourself. So even if you're not selling your house, my recommendation is test your house for radon and know what you're dealing with, because eventually you'll have to fix it for the new people. You might as well fix it for yourself.
Amen to that. You know, when we bought a home way back when in Syracuse, they said they didn't have a problem, no reason to test. We insisted on it getting tested, and it was sky high, and it was pretty easy to, whatever you call it, vent it and get rid of it. But it was really interesting that no one had bothered to test it beforehand. So do get it tested, especially if you're living there. It's one of those things you should get tested every place you go to live, because that's a lot of where the pollution you will get is a radiation pollution if you have a high radon level. The other thing, remember, when you're buying a home, get it as far from the freeway as you can, but still convenient commuting district.
Exactly. Let me say one other thing about radon testing. It's not actually the highest this time of the year. Most testing is done this time of the year because of real estate transactions. If you're testing it for yourself, I would test it in February.
Huh. The other point, Gary, that one of these days we should cover is pollution in the cities. because Cleveland has a very high particulate. It's one of the six worst cities in America, even though it's gotten a lot better. And we're going to say, what does the improvement mean? I'd love for you to talk about that one day.
Sure. Happy to. I'll look it up. I'll look up your particulate levels.
Great. So thank you, Gary Ginsberg. What'sToxic.com. Visit this website. It is the greatest website. And What's Toxic, What's Not is the book. It is still the classic on how to, what you should avoid, and how to get remediation in your own home and in your own environment. Fantastic book. Gary, thank you again.
You're welcome, Mike. I look forward to chatting next week.
Look forward to it. I should also say we did have, in addition to Gary Ginsberg, our first hour, we had a great interview. The interviewer wasn't great, that was me, but the interviewee, Russell Friedman, was absolutely superb. The Grief Recovery Handbook for Pet Loss, how to grieve if you have a pet that's dying, how to grieve, in fact, it teaches you even if another human is dying. So it's a wonderful, wonderful book. And I encourage everyone. Sonar, I didn't catch the time. How much time do we have left? 45 seconds. So I do want to say Grief Recovery Handbook is absolutely a sensational book. I should tell you that the other story we talked about was telomeres. But before we do that, I want to just go over one quick subject. That is, first-time moms who get less than 6 hours of sleep are 4.5 times more likely to have C-sections. Why? Because of what causes the sleep loss in the mom. So get more sleep, less C-sections, better outcome of babies. We'll be back in a few minutes on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. Great set of stories still to go through today.
Okay, here's the business opportunity you may have been waiting for. You know about energy shots and how popular these healthy drinks are. Did you know that the energy shots industry is expected to double by next year? Don't you think it's time you get in on the action? Well, you can with Action Energy Licensee Opportunities. This is absolutely not multi-level marketing or network marketing. Nope. Action Energy's business model is similar to other major products like Snapple. This is your own business where you can make 30% to 100% profit on sales in one of the hottest health industries going. Take a look at the different opportunities at actionenergybiz.com. That's actionenergybiz.com. A healthy business with healthy profits for you. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Royce and Articles and Health Tips on Radio MD.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mike from Healthy Talk. When Radio MD listeners call or email me, they often ask what they can do to revitalize their aging body. That's when I tell them about the team of Life Extension scientists who have compiled years of research to create AMPK Activator, a specialized dual extract formulation that supports AMPK activation for health optimization. What is AMPK? It's a master regulating switch for revitalizing aging cells. The clinically validated combination of gynostenopentaphyllum and rose hips plant extracts promotes mitochondria production and optimizes cell energy production. Found in every cell, AMPK promotes longevity factors that have been shown to extend life in numerous organisms. Increasing AMPK signaling turns off many damaging effects of aging, thus enabling cells to return to their youthful vitality. During the month of May, Life Extension is making you an incredible offer. Don't let the month pass by without visiting lifeextension.com/youth for a 50% discount on AMPK Activator. That's lifeextension.com/youth. Revitalize your aging cells today.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word, someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We've had a great show so far. I'm going to go over some of the new things we had and talked about, one of which is we talked about the Grief Recovery Handbook for Pet Loss, how people lose pets and they really do need to have, if you will, ways of recovering from them. And so this is one of those things about how do you recover from pet loss, how is it different from human loss, and what can you do if you do lose a pet to regain sanity, and what are the differences, and why do humans not have the same feeling about differences with, if you will, the their animals that they're very close to? So that is one of the things that we should cover, if you will. The other one of the other major items was what Gary Ginsberg commented on was the fact that arsenic does accumulate in water, and so check your water supply. It doesn't accumulate in breast milk, but lead does, and lead is one of those toxins, so make sure your home is checked for lead as well as your water is checked for arsenic if you've got a home well. The story I liked best in the first hour was the telomere story. Telomeres do something weird before you get cancer. They have a up to 4 years beforehand, they're at a very low level, meaning it looks like you've aged. The length of your telomeres, it's like aglets on chromosomes. Aglets are the end of your shoelaces. You've got to have normal aglets to have good shoelace function, or you got to have normal ends of your chromosome telomeres to be able to duplicate. So you'd think in cancer they went high, but in fact they don't. Long time before you get cancer, you look like you've aged too much. And then when you get clinical cancer 3 to 4 years beforehand, your telomeres get back to normal. So the recovery of normal telomeres, if you're not doing intentional things like changing your diet, decreasing inflammation, decreasing stress, if you're not doing those and you have a change in telomere length, that may be a thing to cause you to pursue and do a lot of screening to make sure you find the cancer early and get rid of it. Do we know this works for sure? No, we don't. It's early studies, but it is really interesting data on this. What I wanted to do also was cover a couple of really interesting subjects about kids in the last few minutes. A growing number of calls to poison centers involve kids and energy drinks. This is 5,156 calls to poison centers in the last year. 40% were due to energy drink exposure involving children under the age of six. under the age of 6, and they were having serious side effects such as abnormal heart rhythms or having a seizure. Energy drinks do that. The kids can't take the caffeine. If you're going to buy energy drink and the concentrated size, make sure you get it out of the way of your kids. That is, don't have it near where your kids can get at those energy drinks, because they are bright colored cans. They can open it. They are easy to open cans, and they can get the toxicity from the energy drinks. I don't think anyone should have energy drinks. Caffeine in coffee, much better, lasts just as long. There's nothing in energy drinks that is better than caffeine, and all the other stuff in energy drinks looks to me like it can do harm to your body and your microbiome. There was another interesting story on science behind reading to your kids. There's real science. This is from the Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center. They used functional MRI to look at what happens to your kids being read to prior to kindergarten. It shows that in these 19 children who are between the ages of 3 and 5 years old, when they were stimulated with reading activity, reading to them at bedtime, reading to them and talking out loud to them, the more they were read to, the better their brains developed, the more they could actually imagine things and see things. Really remarkable results, if you will. What about texting in teens? 14 states have passed laws. Did it decrease texting? Yes, but not enough. Went from 43 to 30% of kids said they text. Remember, if you text, you're 18 times, not 2 times, 18 times more likely to have an accident while texting than when not texting. What about playgrounds? Again, they looked at smartphones and mom's use or guardian use at playgrounds. Moms who were using smartphones, their kids were likely to do behaviors that were risky to them. That is, what do I mean by risky? They were more likely to have playground accidents, to go be climbing up swings, to be jumping off swings, to be climbing up backwards up slides, etc. So whether it is distraction from talking to another, which was the most common distraction, or whether it was talking to someone on the phone or actually texting on the phone, all of those were causing distractions. Most common one, actually talking to someone else. So if you're talking to someone else, keep looking at your kid so that they don't get an accident. Probably one of the most important stories from food processors, as I said, we learned this week that food processors were really trying to get you to not sense the calories, so you would eat more and get fatter. Bad news. But Chipotle, doing something good, it's getting rid of genetically altered ingredients. This is good. We don't know that genetically altered ingredients are really bad for you, but you should know. You should be able to see it on the label and make your choice of whether you spend the extra money to avoid it. Excuse me. I got a dose of an allergen when I went outside and walked, and unfortunately I'm coughing, sneezing, rubbing my eyes because of the allergy season. But Chipotle Mexican Grill said that it will begin preparing only food that is free of genetically engineered ingredients. Getting a new non-GMO rice bran oil will be mixed into rice and to fry fajita vegetables. And so they're going to be doing a lot of things that are healthier. Will that change, and will that keep their sales rocketing upward? I don't know. They're a good organization, obviously. We've had a ton of wonderful subjects. I want to go over one more. David Goldberg, who is the gentleman who died, who's Sheryl Sandberg's wife, while exercising in Mexico, fell off the treadmill, whether it was a cardiac event or not. Key point, exercise is not associated with substantial increase in sudden cardiac events. Keep exercising. Get your physician's approval to do so if you're not in shape. And if you're not in shape, make sure someone else is in the gym and they've got a defibrillator there. He did not look like he was in shape to do 2 hours of exercise. Anyone, you always should have someone with you exercising, especially if you're doing it in a foreign country. Take care. This is young Dr. Mike Roizen saying, remember, you control your genes.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick, and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.
Every 39 seconds, an adult dies from a heart attack, stroke, or related disease. These conditions claim the lives of more than 800,000 adults each year and are largely preventable. Two leading risks for heart disease and stroke are high blood pressure and high cholesterol, serious conditions that often have no symptoms. 68 million adults have high blood pressure and 71 million have high cholesterol. Here's what you can do to reduce your risk. Take your prescription medications to control blood pressure or cholesterol. Eat a healthy diet that's low in salt, fat, and cholesterol, and full of fresh fruits and vegetables. Take a brisk 10-minute walk, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Don't smoke. If you do, quit now. While you've been listening, one person has died from heart disease or stroke. You don't have to be next. Learn more about how to keep your heart healthy at www.cdc.gov/heartdisease.